Big Rab Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out G1Reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rab Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rab Show podcast. How are you, folks? Another week has rolled around in the bagpiping world, and we're back again for even more bagpiping shenanigans. Sure, where else would you be? Indeed. Well, let's talk about last week's podcast, shall we? If you haven't listened to it yet, where have you been? But man, what an amazing episode that was. Like, seriously. And the event itself was just absolutely stellar. The Kids with Cancer Charity Night did not disappoint at all. We'll talk a little bit more about that in our introduction, I guess. But please go back and check out last week's podcast if you haven't already, because then that'll help inform a lot of what we're going to be talking about later on in the show. All right. But before we get into all of that, let's get our introductions out of the road, shall we? If this is your first ever Big Rab Show podcast, then you are welcome. We are the show for the bagpiping folk, reflecting everything in the bagpiping world, be it Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, which is competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland bagpipe and its people. And yes, I know it's a huge shameless plug, but absolutely go and check out our Patreon. Yes, there's a link in the show notes right now where you can go and click on it and be part of the Patreon people. Yeah, and you get your mitts on loads of extras. And we're working on some quite interesting wee projects back there that we're experimenting with. And we'll talk about that in the news and updates, I guess. We're experimenting with the Patreon faithful, seeing whether they like it or whether they don't. And if they do, then it may see the light of day in regular distribution. But for now, it's exclusive to only Patreon subscribers. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, go on over there to Patreon and you'll find out. Plus, you get a load of backstagey kind of stuff from gigs, exclusive interviews, exclusive performances, episodes of Big Rab Show Plus, and of course, our weekly Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show. It's available up there on Patreon as well. It's a huge community over there, and we're very grateful for all of the support. So every click means the world to us. And we're very fond of our Patreon faithful, because they are awesome. Yes, they are. All right, so I think that's all the introductions out the road. With each and every Big Rab Show podcast, we do open the door to listener mail. And we didn't get an email read out on last week's show, of course, because we were at the Kids with Cancer Night, so we didn't have any emails on last week's show. So let's fix that, shall we? We got an email here from Samantha that says, "Hello, Rab. Hope you are well and had an awesome St. Patrick's Day." Thank you, Samantha. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. Yeah. "As you know, we are coming up on competition season. I am still very new to bagpipes, as I am a student with the local pipe band. But upon advice from my instructor, I have volunteered to be a piping steward at our local competition." Yeah, that's interesting. She goes on to say, "Helping get competing pipers to judges, locations, etc." Okay, that's a steward. So he said it will help me learn how competitions work for when I eventually compete myself. Do you have any experience or advice for being a piping steward? What do you think I can expect? Thanks, Rab. Samantha." Oh, Samantha, what are you doing? That's an interesting question, isn't it? My one big piece of advice for all people who are considering being a steward is that you need to know the people involved. All right, that's a huge deal. There's been so many times I've been at competitions and the stewards would come and speak to me and say, "Hey, Rab, who's that band over there?" And I said, "Oh, well, come on, they're wearing green kilts. You know who they are." And the steward would scratch their head and be all confused and go, "No, I don't. Who are they?" Right, come on, green kilts? St. Lawrence of Tulle, dude, come on. You know, something for some of us would be absolutely obvious, but for some stewards, it isn't obvious. So that comes with experience, I guess. But my advice, if you're wanting to be a steward, is to get to know the people. Get to know your competitors and your judges, of course, as well. And through that knowledge of knowing who the people are, you'll also know how best to handle people. Sometimes stewards can be a bit heavy-handed when trying to move people from one place to another when perhaps a soft touch is needed. You know, during a high-stress moment when someone's really trying to set tone and they can't, it's lashing with rain, and they're almost going to be late to the line, and you have a steward practically dragging you by the collar. Yeah, that, there are ways and means of doing things, and perhaps a little bit of knowledge of people really goes a long way. So, Samantha, yes, I kind of agree with your tutor here that this will kind of give you a bit of a grounding as to how competitions run. Absolutely. Stewards are a vitally important part of that. They make the event run smoothly and on time. Absolutely. But my big advice is to get to know the people. Yeah. Get to know your competitors, your bands, your judges. Get to know everybody, and then the job becomes much easier. So when someone says to you, right, make sure that you have this band on the line at a certain time, you can look across the park and see where they are without having to panic and go, oh God, where are they? Where are they? Right, now you can see them. They're over there. Relax. So I hope that makes sense, Samantha, and good luck in your learning journey, I guess. You didn't mention who your local pipe band were, so we couldn't give them a shout out on the show, but there you go. Yeah, if you have your own listener mail that you want to send in, then of course you can, bigrabshow@gmail.com, that address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. There you go. Other commentary that we did get in, we got a lot of congratulation emails for Gary Smith, and that brings us on to our next topic. A lot of people were filled with praise for the Kids with Cancer Charity Night, that this year was an absolutely roaring success. They've changed a lot about the event as the years have gone by. I think they've learned a lot of lessons over the years, what works and what doesn't work. And this year, they seem to get a lot of it right. All the seating and everything, the arrangements for the bar, even access to the loos and stuff without disrupting the acts and stuff. It was, yeah, a lot of lessons learned from the organizing team. And this year's event was absolutely fantastic. So just to reflect all of the emails that we got in following last week's pod saying a full congratulations to Gary Smith and the team. Yeah, the event was absolutely smashing. And I agree with you all. Full congratulations to the full team there. Absolutely. Now, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, like I've said, last week's Big Rab Show podcast was a full feature episode from the Kids with Cancer Charity Night, where we did catch up with the leadership of People's Ford, Bog Hall and Bathgate, plus we had a load of great performances from them as well. We also had some other incredible performances all throughout the night, which we managed to bring little pieces of to the podcast. Now, we did get some people saying that they were disappointed they didn't hear more of the McDonald Academy pipe band and that they didn't hear more from The Force and other acts. I think the Cookstown High School had a choir there as well. And, you know, we didn't hear other different acts that were there on the night. We couldn't bring it all to one podcast. Otherwise, the event itself runs for like 4 hours. Something like that. It's 4 or 5 hours. So that'll be a mighty long podcast in that case. So we did try to give you a bit of the highlights, of course, with some of the main features being those performances from People's Ford. There you go. The interview that we recorded with the leadership of People's Ford, Bog Hall and Bathgate was really quite candid. Legitimately, that was recorded trying to find a quiet enough space to have a conversation because, as you can imagine, it's quite a packed charity event. So we went upstairs and we managed to actually go into the pipe major's room where he was staying that night. That was quite fun. But I have to say, full credit again to Gary Smith and the organising team, and of course to People's Ford, Bog Hall and Bathgate, who really did entertain the audience on the night. I can't tell you just how well the after party went, okay? This one will go down in history as being one of the most entertaining after parties I've been to ever at this thing. Now, rest assured, as soon as the drink started really flowing, the microphone got packed away. So I've learnt my lessons from previous years. If anybody remembers the famous interview I done from the dance floor with Inverarian District, with John Dew and those guys all busting a move on the dance floor, that was kind of the exact same flavour. We didn't bring that to the pod this week. There you go. Anyway, so thank you everyone who did download last week's episode. I think it's been one of our most successful this year to date. Granted, it's only March, but yeah, it's one of the most downloaded this year so far. So yeah, massive full credit to Gary Smith and to everyone there. Such an incredible event, and I can only encourage you now. We did hear it from Gary Smith at the end of the pod that we will be organising more charity events going forward. So there hopefully will be another Kids with Cancer Charity Night next year. Now, as soon as we know the details as to who might be playing at this, then we'll certainly let you folks know. But let's face it, Gary Smith at this point has had pretty much every major grade one pipe band in there at some point or other. So we're now scratching our head going, right, well, who else could he bring over? This is going to be interesting. So, yeah, there is quite a few bands right enough in that grade one top spot that hasn't made the trip yet. And that's all I'm going to say. Yeah, going to dangle that little chestnut out there and then let you folks draw your own conclusions on that one. But yeah, as soon as we know any more details about next year's event, we'll certainly let you know. And my advice is, going on the strength of this one, you definitely want to get to the next one. All right, that's all I can say. Okay, so go back, listen to last week's pod, and yeah, go and check it out. Oh, I have to say, the week before that, actually, where we had our interview with the chairman of the RSPBA Northern Ireland branch, Alistair Patterson, yeah, go and check out the video for that. It's up there now on our YouTube channel, and that's definitely a very interesting listen, considering, you know, the amount of work that the RSPBA Northern Ireland branch has been doing over the course of the winter. It's a very interesting interview, so go and have a listen to that if you haven't already. Anyway, I'm going to stop plugging previous episodes, and I'm going to get into our next feature, which is Weekly Drone. Now, before we do get into Weekly Drone, I have to say, well, no, we don't have any Weekly Drones this week, okay?
Ah,
I know, but maybe it's a good thing, because I have to give a full congratulations to JD Ingram, who is now a daddy!
Yay!
Go on, JD, you legend. Yeah, congratulations to JD and his good lady wife on the new arrival of little baby Rose Ingram. Ah, isn't that brilliant? So, yeah, we don't have any weekly drones this week because JD will be up to his eyes in nappy changes and late night feeds and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so good luck, JD, looking after a newborn. Not going to be easy, but we wish you all well. Full blessings, of course. And yeah, there you go. So our JD will be an incredibly busy man for the next wee while. But if you do want to send in your own weekly drone, you can. As to when it'll go out, we have no idea. But I suppose whenever JD does manage to get a moment, perhaps when little Rose is asleep somewhere, yeah, he'll hopefully get one made for us and get it sent in. So, yeah, feel free. Send us in your own weekly drone. Go to our website, thebigrabshow.com. There's a big button right at the top of the page, and you can let us have your own weekly drone. Warts and all, completely anonymous, and hopefully JD will have some time to be able to send it in. Eventually, but no, honestly, from all of us here in the Rab Show team, full congratulations to JD and to the new family member, Rose. Welcome to the world. And I'd be very curious to know if JD's listening right now. Would Rose be a drummer or a piper? Yeah, that's very much a big tradition here in the UK. I don't know, but most people I talk to know about it, that you check the hands of the baby. Yet you check the hands to see, well, just how long are the fingers? Are they long and slender? Going to be a piper. Are they short and stubby? Going to be a drummer. Now, I don't know if that's true, because I have very short and stubby fingers, and I am now learning how to pipe, I guess. But then again, I was a drummer for 30 years, so there you go. Maybe there is some truth in it, after all. But there you go. I don't know. Has anybody else heard that little wife's tale? You know, a wife's tale, but, you know, you check the hands of the baby to see, right, tenor drummer, piper. Or I wonder what the hands of a drum major looks like. Anyway, that's food for thought. But, yeah, curious to know what JD's thoughts are. Is little Rose going to be a piper? There you are. All right. So, don't forget to send in your own weekly drones, as I say, and JD will hopefully get some time to get them recorded for us and get them sent in. All right. Well, I think at this point, normally, yeah, we'd be doing Word of the Week and all that stuff, but we're not doing that anymore. So, yeah, let's fly on. I think I'll get myself a little break at this point before we get into all the news and updates, of which there are plenty. Because let's face it, we didn't get any last week, so we've got plenty to catch up on. So, Yeah, that's quite wasting time. Let's get into it. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let the Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/bigrab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/bigrab for a 30-day free trial.
Hi, this is Ross Ainsley, and you're listening to The Big Rab Show.
Okay, time to get into all the news and updates. Now, bear with us, folks. There is a lot of news and updates here, so we have a lot to cram in here. So I'm going to try and give you some detail here, but I have to say, if you want to get all of the full results and all of the news and background, then the best place is to go on our Big Rab Show Facebook page, where we've done our best to try and share out all of these news and updates as and when they happen. So yeah, I hope that kind of gives a bit of a precursor for everything that we're going to be talking about on this week's Big Rab Show. All right, there's just way too much to catch up on this past couple of weeks. So, let's get into, first of all, the BC Pipers Association held their 92nd annual gathering just a while ago, actually. And yes, can we just say that Simon Fraser University Pipe Band hit the stage and unveiled their brand new medley?
Oh!
It's good. All right, now, we have seen other little performances from this. There's been the odd little video creep up every now and again from this. So as soon as we catch those performances, we are sharing them out as soon as possible. Now, we do have preliminary results. We haven't had the full results published yet by the BC Pipers. So let's go into them as they are now currently sitting as preliminary results. All right, so starting with grade one, we have, in first place, Simon Fraser University Pipe Band. There you go. Well done. And in second place then was St. Thomas Episcopal, who were there competing as well. So well done, St. Thomas. I haven't actually seen their performance yet, though. So very curious to see that. Yeah. In grade two, we had the one grade two band competing by the looks of it. We had the Cascada, or Cascadia. I don't know. This is whenever I can't pronounce names. Pipe band, there you go. And then a grade three then, lifting the top spot, was the Robert Malcolm Memorial Pipe Band. Second was it Craiglin Crossing Pipe Band? Probably completely pronouncing that incorrectly as well. We also have the Vale United Pipe Band. There you are, not to be confused with the Vale of Athol Pipe Band. Then we had the Keith Highlanders, grade three, came in fourth place. There you go. And grade four, then we had Northwest Junior Pipe Band pick up the top spot there. Well done. And yeah, in grade five, we had Kenmore and District pick up the top spot in the grade five quick marches set. There you go. So for full information on those results, hopefully now by the time this podcast releases, that the full results from the BC Pipers annual gathering will be finally published. Yeah, some days have passed and they have yet to be published. So anyway, so there you go. Shout out to the BC Pipers Association and their 92nd annual gathering, a very exciting event that just seems to be growing. Whenever you go through all the list of results for the soloists, serious amount of piping and drumming happening here at this event. So yeah, shout out to you all. Seem to be incredibly well run, and the standard again, very high for all the performances that we've managed to see so far. So yeah, shout out to all of you there at the BCPA. Great stuff. I think the next big event actually that the British Columbia Pipers are going to be looking after is the RSPBA Pacific Rim competition. Yes, this is the adult snare drumming championship that we've been talking about, that's now part of this new circuit for solo snare drummers. So that's going to be one to look forward to. That's happening in the June 15th in British Columbia, of course. And yeah, that's going to be one to keep an eye on. Anyway, because all those ones now that have, yeah, they all have this world's pre-qualification spot that's available. So that's what makes these competitions very attractive. But also, we now have, yeah, solo snare drumming champion of champions kind of thing going on as well. So those points really count. So will we see a lot of UK players competing at this? Who knows? But yeah, we'll certainly keep across that if we can. So that's happening June 15th there. Yeah, the Pacific Rim class. Looking forward to that. All right. Let's get into some other news stories away from the BC Pipers. Let's bring it right close to home then, shall we? Yeah, the RSPBA Northern Ireland branch have released a couple of stories that we have to, yeah, put out on this week's pod. It might already be too late at this stage. But we're going to do what we can to remind you all that, yes, the deadline for returning all of your trophies is Monday the 8th and Tuesday the 9th. The office will be open both of those days and you need to get all of your trophies returned. All right. Yes, you're also going to have an opportunity for the Ulster Solos, which is happening on the 13th of April. That's another opportunity to get your trophy returned to the Northern Ireland branch. So just throwing it out there, there is a deadline. It's fast approaching. You have a few opportunities now to get them all returned in due time. All right. Now, speaking of returning trophies and everything, there is a date that's been announced by RSPBA, which is 1 month prior to every competition. Okay, so that, as you know, the UKs are just around the corner, and that's the 18th of May. So, yeah, get your trophies back to RSPBA by the 18th of April. All right, but I'm sure by now your band manager, or band secretary, whoever's taking care of the trophies in your band, if you managed to pick up silverware last year, I'm sure they're already aware of all the deadlines. Okay, but just use that as a rule of thumb, especially for the majors. You have to have your trophies back 1 month before the event happens. All right. There you go. So if you're listening to the pod now and you're thinking, oh, we do have trophies we need to hand back. There you go. Go and check out. All the details now have been published, both from a headquarters and from a Northern Ireland branch. And go and check your own prospective branches all across. And yeah, that's on a global scheme as well, not just locally here to the UK. So yeah, please be aware of your trophy return dates. Very important. Yeah. Now, speaking of dates of importance and everything, yeah, we did mention the UK Championships are fast approaching and the deadline, yeah, is fast approaching as well. They close tonight at midnight. Yeah, so when you're listening to this on the 3rd of April, hopefully, whenever this is recorded and published, yeah, entries for the UK Championships close tonight at midnight and there will be no exceptions for late entry. Da, da, da. So, yeah, you're warned. So the draw for the championships themselves will take place on the 10th of April. All right, so that's on next week's podcast. So, yeah, will they be published in time for us to react to them? Who knows? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, entries, the deadline for the UK championships, the first major in the season, is tonight at midnight at the point of recording this, 3rd of April. There you go. So if you do happen to be listening to my voice the following day and you haven't got your entry form in for the UKs, well, it may already be too late. But there you go. We can now look forward to the draw on the 10th of April. Yeah, for the UKs. It's getting very exciting, isn't it? Oh, there you go. All right, let's talk about draws for a little bit. We had the draw now for the Ulster Solos, which has taken place on the 13th of April in Listenagarvey High School in Lisburn. We've been talking about this event now for a little while over on Fuse, and now we have the full draw. Now, this is both for solo pipers and solo drummers, and yeah, I'm not going to go through the entire draw, but it is available now on rspbani.org. You can go and read the full thing. And let's just say, talking about the senior A grade piping, there's 11 competitors in there. What? Yeah, and don't even get me started on the hornpipe jig and everything. So, come on. There's a massive draw for this. There's 21 players, 21 pipers competing in the hornpipe jig. This event is huge this year. And I don't know why the sudden influx of playing. I think players. I think with last year's Ulsters, they just weren't as huge as this. But yeah, even especially for the drummers as well. Big entry of drummers right across. So yeah, shout out to all of you that are all going to be competing at the Ulster Championships coming up on the 13th. That's going to be a massive event. So for full details, I'm not going to read the draw here. You can go and check it out. It's on the RSPBA Northern Ireland website. Go and have a read at it. Ulster Solos, fast approaching. So just when we're on the topic of solo competitions, another one, a big solo drumming event happened there, and yeah, we have to talk about it. The RSPBA Solo Scottish Drumming Championships.
Oh, yeah!
Although that's not the correct title. The RSPBA Scottish Solo Drumming Championship. Right, I think I got that correct there this time. But yeah, shout out to the Lothian and Border Branch for running this. This event seemed to be a huge success. I heard a lot of great reports about it. So this was held on the 30th of March there, so not too long ago. But congratulations goes to Kerr McQuillan of People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate. I believe this is his second major title this year so far in the solo drumming circuit, so well done to Kerr. In second place was Jake Jorgensen, yeah, of Scottish Power. In third place was Stephen Crichton of St. Lawrence O'Toole. Fourth place was Cameron Lawson of Inverary. Fifth place was David Henderson of Police Scotland and Federation. Sixth place went to Glenn Crichton of People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate. And in seventh place was Rachel Tom from Inverary. There you go. Now, all seven of those competitors, I do believe they all get a world's pre-qualification spot. Now, this could be stuff that Rab got wrong, but I believe that all those top seven drummers in that adult Scottish snare drumming prize list there, they all get a world's qualification spot, which is what everyone's playing for, I guess. Yeah, so well done to all seven of you. Now, not all seven get points, though. I think it's all the top six get points in the champion and champions table. So that's an interesting little... Yeah, so there you go. Congratulations to all of those snare drummers placing in that top six spot who earned points for that champion and champions title. But yeah, shout out to Kerr McQuillan, who was the overall champion on the day. Well done. Also, looking at the Scottish tenor drumming champions, there was, yeah, three in total. We had Jill Watson from People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, who picked up the top spot. Well done to Jill. The juvenile section then went to Mark McKendrick from Renfrewshire Schools. Go on, Mark. Well done. In the juvenile section E, Scottish tenor drumming went to Kayla Morrison from Preston Lodge.
Go on, the PL. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well done, Kayla. So there you go. I think the next one, as we've been mentioning, you know, the Pacific Rim competition, but there's now also the European solos are fast approaching as well. And I think that's going to be in Lochgilly High School in Fife. I need to check my diary here. But yeah, I think it's the 20th of April. 20th of April at Lochgilly High School in Fife. So I was right. I was right after all. See, I'm keeping up to date with these things. But yeah, well done to all you solo drummers out there. And yeah, I don't know, that we've seen a lot of the recordings of the performances, and like, come on, seriously, what are you doing? I don't know, some of the drumming on display here is just brilliant. So it's just fantastic to see the standard so high already at this time of year. What's it going to be like come October and the World Championships roll around for the solos? That's going to be interesting right there. Anyway, we'll keep you across developments, of course, as the solo drumming scene continues to turn. But so far, Kerr McQuillan has picked up two titles so far with two events. There you are. Well done, Kerr. And well done to everybody else, by the way. Yeah, good stuff. All right, let's move on. Okay, as you can imagine, the tail end of March, start of April, it's been a very busy time in the bagpiping world. And you might think to yourself, now would not be the time to get into a studio and start releasing some new music. But you'd be wrong. In fact, you'd be really, really wrong. Because shout out to Ross Miller, who has been periodically releasing cheeky new tracks this last while. Have you caught these? Well, for those of you who've been listening to us on Fuse FM Ballymoney, you'll have definitely heard them. Yeah, Ross Miller has been back in the studio again and has released a couple of new cheeky tracks. The first one was called The Dedication Jigs, and that was released just last month there. The month before even, February, sorry. And yeah, we've been playing it this last month. That's what my script says. And and it's been really popular on Fuse. A lot of people love The Dedication Jigs. But we've also got a brand new track from, just this past week or so, called The Restle Rig Reels. That one's been really popular too. We played it on the show this week on Fuse. We got a great amount of feedback on that. So I think we'll play a little clip here of The Dedication Jigs. Yeah, so let's hear a little clip of this from Ross Miller. We'll be right back. That was a little clip there of the dedication jig. As I say, that was released in February there, and might have snuck under the radar for a lot of folks, but for those who are fans of Ross Miller's work, then yeah, you would have caught it for sure. Now, we've been playing that in Fuse now for a few weeks, and it's been really popular, but let's hear this latest track that we got from him here, 29th of March, not too long ago. So yeah, let's get a little clip here of the Wrestle Rig Reels. Fantastic stuff. Little tiny clips there. I'm not going to play the full thing. But if you do want to go and check those out, you can go to rossmillermusic.com. Those tracks are up there now. Or you can go and listen to them on Spotify, of course, in full. Or, yeah, just check them out on Bandcamp, all over the place. He's got music everywhere. So shout out to Ross Miller. It's really exciting to see him back in the studio again. For those fans who, yeah, have been saying it's been too long since The Roke, and I've definitely been one of them. it's just brilliant to see Ross Miller back in the studio again and producing new music. And yeah, we know he's currently on tour at the moment with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so it's just brilliant to see that he's able to multitask in such a way and release all this exciting new music. So it's a good time for Ross, yeah. And that music sounded really quite modern and eclectic. You can definitely hear like a, you know, a pop rock kind of influence there for sure. So anyway, fantastic stuff. I've been really enjoying the new music and hope to see more in the near future. And of course, as soon as we hear of any new releases from Ross, we'll certainly let you folks know. But there you are. Go and check that out. RossMillerMusic.com. Go and check out those new releases. Okay, so this won't be for dates for your diary. It's more of a news and updates kind of thing. But this weekend sees the SPA Professional Competition take place in the National Piping Centre in McPheeter Street in Glasgow. Yeah, the full draw is available now. You can go and check it out at bagpipe.news. They reported this story. But yeah, on Saturday, the SPA Professional. It seems like no time since the last one, really. But there you go. So doors open at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you can be there all day. Now, for the full draw, you can go and read it. I'm not going to sit here and read you a hashtag list because, seriously, there's just way too much. This event is huge. The Open B-graded competition and the Strathspey Reel Open and B-graded competitors. Right, there's 26 in here.
You kidding me?
For the Open B, there's 26. Whew. And then imagine listening to the B-grade Pebra competition. Again, there's 25 in there. Oh, my word. And then the C-grade Pebra competition, there's 29. 20. Man, I don't know. This event is huge. So yeah, shout out to the SPA Professional Competition. That's going to be a lot of great music played this weekend. Whenever you go to the, let me see, the Professional Open Grade. There's 10 in total. So we have Ben Duncan, Willie McCallum, William Geddes, Sandy Cameron, Gordon McCready, Simon Marshall, Erin Lynetta McKay, Cameron May, John Mulhern, and Angus McPhee. Yeah, quite a lot of big names in there. I'm sure a lot of folk will already recognise. We also have the former winners competition as well, which is 11 in total. Callum Wind, yeah. We have Gordon McCready, John Dew, John Mulhern, William Geddes, Simon Marshall, Ben Duncan, Andrew Hall, and the William McCallum as well. So, right, and I think that's enough of a hashtag list. But you can go and check out the full draw for this weekend's SPA Professional Competition in McPheeter Street. Now, as far as people asking whether there'll be live stream, I don't think there will be from this. But we do hope that there will be little clips of performances from this. So, yeah, for more information, go to the National Piping Centre's website. They will hopefully have more information on possibly recordings of this. And yeah, that's all we're going to say on that front. But yeah, shout out to the SPA. Looking forward to that competition this weekend. Okay, also have to mention the Duncan Johnson Memorial Piping Competition took place there on March 23rd at the National Piping Centre in Glasgow. And let's just say, again, this competition was absolutely up there in standards. And yeah, there was a massive entry across the board in all grades at this. So we're not going to get into who won every single grade and everything. But just to say that the overall winner at the Duncan Johnson Memorial Competition was Luke Kennedy. Yes, he managed to win the Jimmy McIntosh MBE Quick. There you are. So for full information on that, go to bagpipe.news. They do have all your grades and stuff and all your prize winners listed. But yeah, shout out to Luke, but the overall champion at the Duncan Johnson Memorial Competition. There you are. So we'll be following this one a little bit more closely now. I do believe this is one that flew under the radar for us here at the Big Rab Show. But we do believe, yeah, going on good authority, that a lot of the competition here was very tight. And yeah, standards were just kind of ridiculous. So well done to all of our soloists there competing at that. Fantastic stuff. Okay, again, more competitions, more results and everything. We have to talk about the Ayrshire, Dumfries and Galloway branch, who ran a solo and a band indoor competition there this past week or two. Right, let's get into the results from this, shall we? Because I don't know. We've seen a lot of performances from this. Now, we did have a Big Rab Show team member there. Shout out to Stuart. However, technology did not behave itself that day for poor Stuart. And he recorded loads of great performances, but his microphone wasn't working. So we couldn't hear them. So we were absolutely gutted. Oh, absolutely gutted. But hey, it's one of those things. Technology sometimes, when it works, it's magical and it's brilliant and you get really high quality and stuff. And then sometimes it just doesn't work at all and it kicks you in the butt. Anyway, so I have to say, let's go through some of the prizes here for the bands. We're not going to get into the soloists because there's way too many of them. So let's get into the bands, shall we? First of all, in Grade 4B, the March competition was won by the First Troon Boys Brigade. Woo! Come on, boys. In Grade 4A, then, the MSR competition went to Tweedvale in Verlathen. Well done, Tweedvale. Good stuff. In Grade 3, then, the MSR competition on the day, it went to the Air Pipe Band Society. Go on, Air! You! Well done. And let me see, on the Grade 2 medley competition, also went to the Air Pipe Band Society as well. Fantastic stuff. So yeah, shout out to the Ayrshire, Dumfries and Galloway branch and a great little indoor competition there. Great stuff. I think, well, it wasn't little by any means. I'm saying that. But, yeah, looking at the entries and everything, they seem to be really well supported. And a huge audience attended to go and watch this as well, which is really encouraging to see. So, yeah, sorry to everyone that was expecting to see their performances up on our socials. We did film them, but you can't hear them. So you'll be able to watch them and see the visuals, but you won't be able to hear anything. So, sorry, Stuart. It's one of those things that's happened many of us here in the Rab Show team before. You go to an event, you film everything, and you come back, you check the footage, and it turns out to be, yeah, a dog's dinner. Anyway, these things happen, and we move on. We learn from them. Anyway, I have to give a quick shout-out to Chris Coyle. Yes, who was the Blackthorn Piping Society over this past week. That was their featured piper. Yes, the Blackthorn Piping Society is still well underway and they happen each and every month and they do have a featured piper every month. So just wanted to give a shout out to Chris Coyle who gave quite a really blistering recital at the Blackthorn Piping Society here. And the Discover Ulster Scots Centre in Belfast there this past week or two. Absolutely brilliant. Well done, Chris Coyle. Good stuff. Okay, I'm going to briefly give a bit of a shameless plug here. But I'm good at doing shameless plugs, aren't I? But shout out to Flam 5. Flam 5, you guys are awesome! Because they've uploaded a little video showcasing their brand new Flam 5 bass drum case. Oh, ho, ho! And it looks sweet, by the way. It looks really kind of rugged in a way. It's able to, yeah. I know these cases are soft and everything, and they treat your drum well, but yeah, there's someone wearing a bass drum like a backpack, and it's really cool looking. It makes it look as if it's very easy transported, looks very comfortable, but also protective of your bass drum. So go and check it out, Flam 5. This little video sneak peek they've done of their brand new bass drum case fantastic. I am a huge fan of this. I can't wait to see more. So, yeah, I absolutely love all the snare drums and tenor cases that they've been doing, you know, with the bungee cords and the straps and everything. Very cool. Love them. But, yeah, this is really cool to see them now doing a bass drum case. There you go. Yeah, now, I know whenever that we were last talking to Flam 5, they were talking about possibly doing a pipe box or a pipe bag of some description. We haven't seen evidence of that just yet, but I'm very curious. So I am. So, yeah, anybody from Flam 5 who might listen to the pod, yeah, let us know how development of that's going on behind the scenes. I'm very, very curious. Anyway, you did drop that little chestnut a while ago and then just subtly walked away. There you go. So, yeah, shout out to Flam 5. Good stuff. So I have to say, this weekend, there is a bit of a charity event that's happening here in Castle Dawson in Northern Ireland, thanks to the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, who are doing a spot of fundraising. As we know, the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band have been off the road for quite a number of years, and they're hoping to hit the competition season this year with a bit of luck. So they're throwing a huge quiz night in the Myola Park Golf Club in Castle Dawson, and yeah, everyone's invited for a bit of crack. Now, you might wonder, who's the quiz master at this thing? You know it is me. Yeah, so I'll be there hosting this bit of a quiz night for Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, so helping them raise a bit of funds and letting them hit the grass hopefully this season. So yeah, it's £5 per person, and there's a maximum of 6 people per team. There you go. So choose your team wisely and help raise some money for the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, and I dare say this will be a real good night's crack. I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah, it's for all ages, so feel free to bring the family, of course. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good night's crack. So that's on Saturday in the Myola Park Golf Club, raising money for the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band. Good stuff. Oh, speaking of the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, has anybody seen the photograph of their brand new drums? Oh! Shout out to Andante. These new drums for the Queen Elizabeth Pipe Band, they look sweet. All right. Now, I don't know. Possible contender for coolest drums? I don't know. You can have a look at it yourself and draw your own conclusions. But, man, these things are pretty cool. They are pretty cool. All right. Also, in other news, let's talk about the Euros. The European Championships, of course, we know is heading to Perth. We know a lot of people out there currently are trying to organise travel arrangements and all that kind of stuff, get a place to stay, all of that to be able to attend the Euros. Well, they've got a little bit of news about them, saying that they're expecting over 120 bands to play at the Euros. Wow. I think that has to be some sort of a new record. Yeah, so the European Championships this year, they put it out on their socials through the Perth Highland Games account that they are expecting 120 bands. Now, not only does that include bands from right here in the UK, but also across the globe, because there'll be a lot of pipe bands that are be travelling for the World Championships, and then will now say to themselves, oh, do you know, I think we'll take in the Euros when we're there. May as well. You know what I mean? So I think we're seeing signs of that happening. So the Euros are shaping up to be quite a huge competition. We can't wait for the 11th of August for sure. Right, we'll have to talk about the ticketing for the Euros as well. Right now, there are tickets available for it. You can purchase them in advance. And that would be our advice for you. Go and purchase your tickets in advance, because you do get an early bird ticket discount. All right, so if you are hoping to attend this event as a spectator, please go and book them now. Get them early, and then you won't be charged the full price whenever they do eventually go up in price. So right now, they're at an early bird kind of exclusive discount kind of thing. So for an adult, which is age 17 plus, right now the fee is a tenner. £10 a ticket per adult, all right? And then I think it's £5 for a kid. So there you go. For full information, go and check out the Big Rab Show socials. We've shared out the links and everything for you to go and grab your tickets for this. But yeah, a tenner per person to get in as a spectator, but that will rise, all right? So that's the early discount right now. So that price will rise. So yeah, shout out to the European Championships. That's going to be shaping up to be a huge event with 120 bands. Wow. So, yeah, for spectators, go and grab tickets for it now. Avoid your disappointment. All right. I have to give a shout out to the Festival de Interceltique de Lorient. Do you like my French there? There you go. I've done my best. Shut up. Okay. They have announced their full lineup for the festival. Now I'm talking about the live acts themselves. I'm not talking about the pipe bands and everything, because there will be a wealth of those. But we have to give a shout out to Carlos Nunez, who's making a return to Lorient, which is fantastic. We also see the Bothy Band return. Yeah. Julie Foulis will be there as well. Callum Stewart. We have Project Smock, of course, who played famously with Simon Fraser University last year. We have other bands in there, such as Mick Lear, Valtos. We have The Sid and Killed Kilt. A couple of big names that we constantly play on Fuse. A lot of huge names here. So for full information, go and check out the Festival de Interceltique de Lorient. I think my French is terrible, but go and check that out. The full lineup now is all listed, and the Roar is playing as well. I forgot to give them a shout too. Roar is playing. Huge festival each and every year, and this year the lineup seems to be really cool. So shout out to the Lorient Festival. Yeah, it just continues to get bigger and better every year, doesn't it? Just whenever you think it can't get better, it does. Anyway. All right, earlier on we were talking about new music from Ross Miller. I have to give a shout to Ross Ainsley, who's in the process of, recording a brand new album called Pool. Now, he has launched an online crowdfunder through Indiegogo to try and help raise funds and make this album a reality. And so far, we're very happy to say that he has reached over halfway of his fundraising goals. There you are. So if you are curious and a fan of Ross Ainsley, then definitely consider going over there to Ross Ainsley's socials and drop him a few quid. Yeah, to help him raise some funds for this new album he's working on called Pool. And if the video advertisement from Ross Ainsley is anything to go by, this album is going to be really special, and I'm really looking forward to that. So please help him reach his goal and make this album a reality. We really want to see and hear this brand new album called Pool by Ross Ainsley. Very exciting stuff. Also, speaking of new music, I have to give him a shout this week. Shout out to Kieran Ross.
Go on, Kieran Ross.
Yeah, Kieran Ross has composed a brand new 4/4 march, which doesn't have a title. Yeah, so it hasn't got a title. It's just called The 27th March, because I think that's when it was written. So there you go. Shout out to Kieran Ross. For anyone curious, go over there and have a listen to it. Just wanted to point you in that direction. For fans of Kieran Ross's music, go and have a listen. Brand new music aplenty. Okay, I have to give a huge shameless plug to Grant Maxwell. Go on, Grant. Who's released something really quite exciting. Now, this is a brand new book called Maple Glazed Tunes. I love that. Maple Glazed Tunes. And yeah, this is quite interesting here. Now, reading the full press query here, the press release, it says here, crafted with tunes and scores that have never been published in a book before, Maple Glazed Tunes is a journey that showcases the melodic genius of many talented Canadian composers. Awesome. So come and meet Catherine Kauser of Dundonald and Kimberly Smith of Vancouver. Observe the flight of the Petrosaur. I think that's how you pronounce that. So get moving with the Briggsy Speedwalk, or Wee Amy will pass you on the Gypsy March. I actually know the Gypsy March. Good tune, that. So did you know Boots and the Gingerbread Man are friends with Iona, the Rose Princess? I have no idea. This sounds like code. So who is known to be who is known to make the best Pleasanton butter buns? Yeah. What's going on? Apparently this book by Grant Maxwell is packed filled with 70 original compositions. Both the pipe score and drum score are included in this. For more information, go to takingnoshortcuts.com, where you can go and order your copy right now. So yeah, shout out to Grant Maxwell. This is really quite exciting. There's some tune names in there. The Gypsy March. I have heard it before. It is actually quite a cracking good tune. So very curious to hear more from this. So yeah, Maple Glazed Tunes, a new release from Grant Maxwell. So you can go and check it out. TakingNoShortcuts.com. That's exciting, isn't it? Oh, now I know I've already mentioned it on the show here quite a number of times, but I'm going to do it again. Just to remind you, the Willie McCallum recital is happening on the 26th of April in the Woodlands Hotel. All right, we've mentioned this many times before, but if you are wanting to go and see this particular recital, we have to give a shout out to the Mac Cals. Mackenzie Caledonian Pipe Band are running this, and the 9-time Glenfiddich champion. You have to go and see this. All right. If you are curious at all and want to get tickets to go and see Willie McCallum, I think they are still available. But yeah, shout out to the Mackenzie Caledonian Pipe Band and this huge recital by Willie McCallum taking place 26th of April. Yeah. And I keep reminding you about it, but for good reason. All right. There you go. Okay. So the date of recording this week's pod is the 3rd of April. But of course, you know, April Fools came around, 1st of April. And we had a wealth of April Fools. Alright, now I'm not going to describe this one to you, but I'm sure you've probably seen it, but the April Fools that came from Maverick, yeah, those guys who make those incredible chanters with the multicoloured wood finishes and everything, yeah, go and check that out. That was extremely popular. I've done the rounds a lot. I got it shared to me at least a dozen times, probably more. So shout out to Maverick chanters. I think that one was shared far and wide. Also, the National Piping Center as well had one called Stamper Pipes, Never Tune Again. And yeah, shout out to the National Piping Center. That was a massive success as well. So Stamper Pipes, TM, if you're not, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, go and check it out. National Piping Center uploaded a April Fool on the 1st of April. That was very, very popular. Anyway, let's fly on. I'm not talking about April Fools, because there was loads of them on April 1st, and it was really confusing to try and decipher what was a joke and what wasn't, you know, what was actually factual. Very, very, an interesting day. Anyway, we've done our best to kind of sift through and give you guys the facts. So right now, at the point of recording this, we're right smack bang in the middle of the NYC Tartan Week. Yes, it seems to roll around really super, super quick every year. And we have no idea why we haven't been keeping a track of this one. But yeah, the New York City Tartan Week celebration has started already on April 1st and is rolling all the way through to the 7th of April, where it culminates in a huge big celebration. Now, I have to say, this event just seems to grow and get bigger and better every single year. There are so many different parades, Kaylee events. Come on, there's so much happening. For a particular highlight, of course, on Saturday, the 6th of April, is the Pipes and Drums and everything, where they do the big march through New York City, which is really, really popular. So draws in a massive big crowd, and a lot of people are wondering, what the heck is going on? Where'd all these pipes and drums turn up from? So, the NYC Tartan Week and the massive big parade and everything, and then there's a huge after party as well. So the event just continues to get bigger and better every year. So, yeah, shout out to the NYC Tartan Week, which is now currently in full flow. All right, there'll be way too much for me to mention here, but I have to give a particular shout out to Rolling Drones.
Go on, the Rolling Drones!
Yeah, I think they're over there currently. I'm not sure if Drums N' Roses are over there, but their photograph is in, a dose of media about the event. I don't think they're actually there, but hi, shout out to the New York City Tartan Week. What a fantastic event. It's currently in full flow. If you are interested, go and type it into your search engine and find out all the details and information. Way too much for me to be able to present here in an episode of the pod. I've already talked for long enough as it is. Right, more news. Also, this weekend, and you know where we're talking about the Tartan Week and everything, we also have to talk about the Dunedin Highland Games are this weekend. Yeah, that's another event that's really sneaked up on us as well. So, I don't know, folks. If we do have any dates for your diary, please let us know in advance, because these events are catching us by surprise. Anyway, so the Dunedin Highland Games are happening this weekend. And from what we remember of last year's Dunedin Highland Games, that was a huge event with loads of great competition happening at it. So yeah, shout out to everyone that's going to be competing in Dunedin this weekend. If you are going to be competing at it, please take a camera with you and point it at something interesting for us. We'd love to see it. And yeah, of course, we'll put it out there in Rab Show Social so all of our audience can see and hear it. So yeah, shout out to the Dunedin Highland Games. This weekend. All right, folks. You guessed it. At this point, I think that's pretty much it for all of the news and updates at this point. So enough is enough. For any news story that we haven't managed to cover this week, apologies. We just simply couldn't cover everything. It's been a huge couple of weeks, actually, in the piping world. And yeah, I am sure there's stuff that we've neglected. But Hi, we're only human. There is stuff that has hit the cutting room floor. If there is anything that in particular we should have mentioned in this week's show, please do email us in. BigRabShow@gmail.com. That address again, BigRabShow@gmail.com. And yeah, let us know how disappointed you are and that we should talk about it on next week's pod. All right. Okay. That's it for all the news and updates. And I think it's at this point in the show. Yeah, it's time for dates for your diary. Whether you're performing in a parade, on the field, or on the grandest stage, our marching drums will be your trusted companion, lightweight, durable, and crafted for maximum comfort. You'll feel the power of every beat without compromising your performance. With a wide range of sizes, styles, and customizations, you can find the perfect drum to suit your unique needs and preferences. March with greatness. Elevate your sound and create a lasting impact with the BDC Axial Snare Drum. Now's the time to stand out from the crowd and make your mark on the world with British Drum Company. Visit BritishDrumCo.com for information on all our marching drums. Unleash your true potential. McLennan Bagpipes by North Carolina artisan instrument maker Roddy McLennan from Euston, Scotland. Proud supplier of bagpipes, small pipes and chanters to Ali the Piper. One-of-a-kind instruments, crafted from the finest materials, using traditional skills for more than 30 years. Attention to detail and dedication to the highest standards of quality guarantee you a bagpipe which is more than just a musical instrument, but also a work of art. Custom made for you, in a variety of wood, with the widest range of profiles in the industry. Repair, restoration, replacement, refurbishment services also available. Check out bespokebagpipes.com for more information. McLennan Bagpipes. Born in Scotland, made in the USA.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary, here on the Big Rab Show podcast.
Okay, time for Dates for Your Diary. Let's get into it, shall we? There's a lot, actually. And some that we, didn't get included, like the Dunedin Highland Games, which are this weekend. Anyway, the Ulster Solos are fast approaching. 13th of April is the first date for your diary, for those paying attention. Ulster Solos, we did talk about the draw and everything there. That's going to be exciting. Listen to Garvey High School, 13th, the Ulster Solos. Also on the 13th is Tully Lagan Pipe Band. They're holding a huge concert in the Bernavon Theatre in Cookstown. That not only will Tully Lagan be there, but they're also going to have performances by Serla and District and Clock Finn. And of course, the compere of the evening will be me! Yeah, I'll be there comparing the whole thing. So looking forward to that. So Tully Lagan Pipe Band concert, that's next week, 13th of April, same day as the Ulsters. Yeah. So also on the 13th and 14th of April, in the United States, it sees the Las Vegas Highland Games opens its gates. Yeah, so looking forward to that at Craig Ranch Park. Now, the Las Vegas Games always shapes up to be a great competition, so good luck to anyone competing there in Las Vegas. Yeah. So also then on the 20th of April, we have the County Down Full Band Indoor Competition. This will be held in Dromore High School. I think this is the first full band indoor competition to happen here in Northern Ireland for quite a number of years. So this is definitely one for you to go and help support. Go along. Yeah. Also then on the 20th of April, we have the European Solo Drumming Championships. That's going to be held in Lochgillie High School. Again, this is part of that solo drumming circuit. So definitely an event to keep an eye on. So Lochgillie High School, 20th of April for the Euros on the solo drumming. Then we have a couple of concerts then to round out the end of the month. We have St. Lawrence O'Toole Inspired in the Aberdeen Music Hall, hosted by Buxburn and District Pipe Band, and that's on the 27th of April. Also on the 27th of April here in Northern Ireland, we have the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn hosting Ravara. Yeah, Ravara Pipe Band. Well, we have yet to hear any other details about any other pipe band attending this concert, but we do hope that they will have a support act, or maybe not. Either way, it's going to be shaping up to be a huge night of real entertaining music there. So Ravara in concert on the 27th in the Island Arts Centre in Lisburn. So that's Ravara and St. Lawrence O'Toole both hosting concerts on the same night. There you are. Anyway, so, and then on the 4th of May, to bring you into the start of May, we have the Irvine Memorial Pipe Band are hosting a mini band indoor competition in the Valley Hotel in Five Mile Town. Yes, so there you are. That's you up to now to the 4th of May. It's hard to believe that the first major championship in the calendar is on the 18th of May.
Oh, baby!
That's just around the corner, but we have still plenty of dates for your diary before that first major championship. So, yeah, I think that's it for dates for your diary. As I've said earlier in the show, if you do have your own dates for your diary to suggest here and get them into us, then please do email us in. BigRabShow@gmail.com, especially for international competitions and events happening in the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, wherever. Please do send them in to us, BigRabShow@gmail.com, and we'll do our best to plug them here on Dates for Your Diary. Right, well, I think at this point in the show, it's time for me to finally go and get myself a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week. Wallace Bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion. Made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer. Right, time for topic of the week. And I'm sure you know by the title of this week's episode who we're going to be talking to. Yeah, we've got an opportunity to catch up with Paula Braden to hear all about The Force, who are the display team of champion drum majors. That was the line that I was quoted, I think, at the Kids with Cancer charity night. You might have heard that interview in last week's pod, but yeah, I wanted to fully catch up with Paula and to hear, now that The Force has been in operation now for, well, over a year now at this point, yeah, it's been quite a journey for this display team. So let's hear from Paula as we hear the story of The Force, where they were, where they are, and where they're going. Yeah, so let's get into this week's topic of the week. So welcome to the podcast, Paula Braden. How are you, Paula? Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a nice, fresh morning.
It is.
Haven't been out much yet, but it's definitely fresh.
I have to be brutally honest with our listenership now. I'm not maybe feeling as fresh right now because it is quite early in the morning and I've just spent all weekend with the New Zealand Nationals. But anyway, that all aside, that was a while ago now. I have to chat to you about The Force. Now, we do know that we caught you at the Kids with Cancer charity night, and you did tell me that The Force is now a year old at this point. How have things been throughout that year, Paula?
Do you know what? Honestly, Rab, it's just been a whirlwind. I'd never... On the launch, it was quite quick, like from 3 weeks to we launched, it was absolutely mammoth. So I came up with an idea, sat over a cup of coffee in my sunroom, and I thought, yeah, I could run with that. And then before you knew it, it grew legs and tentacles and everything else. And the website was up and running, the domain was purchased, and it was just like at this grew legs really quickly. So at that time, I was in the midst of organising the Ballymoney charity tattoo. So because obviously I didn't know when I was going to really launch, by the time everything was kind of up and running, it just kind of fitted in really, really well that it was actually the Saturday night of that show. And I quickly ran and got T-shirts, and everything was literally, this is what I want to achieve and how quickly can we do it? And so it was pretty much starting off running. So once the website went live on the 1st of April, to say I was overwhelmed with the response was an understatement. I actually thought, what have I done? How am I going to keep up to date with this? Like, I have a full-time job. And yeah, so I'm genuinely overwhelmed with the response. So
I think that's the big thing. I remember catching up with you at the tattoo, actually, and we were chatting about the launch and everyone had the shirts on and it was all really exciting. But then, I don't know, the gig started to pour in then.
Yeah.
You guys have been playing at everything then. This
last it's been a wee bit of the Force overload. But as I always like to say, and what we've always done as, you know, prior to the Force being a formal label, as a teacher, I would have always promoted doing all the locals, doing all the wee stuff, because that's where people, you build your support in your community. You know, it's lovely doing international stuff, and those are like once in a lifetime trips. But I'm a kind of, you know, giving back type of situation. So it's about you know, doing all those local things to build up that profile. And the force is new. You know, people don't rely on it as Paula Braden or, you know, my old existing drum major team. So the force was brand new under a brand new label, not identifying as me, the competitor, but now as a fully functional display team of champion drum majors. So for me, we had to start off at the ground, and whilst all the, you know, the requests and all the information was overload at the start, I genuinely found all the local stuff really a good starting point again to kind of refocus us. And you know, from COVID, we hadn't been doing a lot, so it was a real chance for us to kind of see what we wanted to, how we wanted to make it work. And the Balmoney tattoo kind of showcased how successful, you know, we want to make it, because that was really well presented and everyone's feedback was phenomenal. So that was a good starting point. As I always say, you're only as good as your last show.
There you go. Well, what a start it was, honestly.
Yeah.
And we released the video and everything of that display, and that really kind of kickstarted it for you guys.
Yeah,
And the
yeah.
support that you got from the beginning, it's been quite incredible, hasn't it?
All over the world, you know, I take this really humbly, because again, it's not under my name whilst I am the person behind it, but I was very keen that it went out as a display team, that it's all of us that are part of it. And I would have been looking at the statistics, and you'd have seen the countries, and like, I was just like, this is incredible. Like, how are you going on to this type of platform? And, you know, like, look at yourself grabbing the number of followers and from all over the world that wait patiently on one of your podcasts. I find that part really intriguing. I have a Facebook account, and to be honest, I do dabble in my own social media quite a bit, but this was something brand new. This was something that really showed me what happened behind the scenes, and I genuinely was overwhelmed, humbled. And the contacts from major tattoo platforms that were saying, like, we're already contracted to such and such a date, but you're on our hit list and we're watching out for you. Celtic Live magazines from America and Canada and New Zealand, we're all in contact saying, like, we want to meet with you, we want to have an interview with you. And again, I was just like, wow, this is incredible.
That's fantastic to see, and all for the world of drum majoring, which sometimes we talk about on the show, does get kind of underrepresented, I guess, in the piping world.
Yes,
You know, you're always kind of that, you know, unsung hero in the corner, I believe. But this has definitely brought it into the spotlight.
Well, for me, it was something that wasn't available, especially in Northern Ireland. Now, I was part of a very successful team, the Scottish Drum Majors Display Team, and we would have done like lots of Germany trips and lots of, you know, work away. And thanks to Billy Jordan, he, you know, he was the founder of that, and that was through my kind of grown up teenage years. And but now there is nothing there. And for me, I wanted to, after COVID, build that platform, have a formal site that offered that unique, you know, display. And now it is more modernized. It's more unique to that particular setting. So if we have a corporate event, then we suit the needs of that corporate event. We are doing, you know, different things. We have the Tully Lagan concert, and again, I'm using new stuff now on the 13th of April. And then we've done a really fancy piece at the, you know, Kids for Cancer. So it's really important for me that it's not just replicating the same old stuff. For me, sometimes we are probably different from pipers and drummers. They're setting, you know, they can play and do whatever they want, because but our setting has to be really specialized, because if we have a low riff, then there's limited to what we can do and how well we can, you know, deliver our performance. But if we've got a high roof like we did at the Ballymoney Burns night, we'll definitely showcase us at our best. So yeah, it's just about giving drum majors, especially drum majors that have won, many championships, and give them that platform. And because if I'm not available, that means then there's a team that can go and do that. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be run and me there. Like, the whole purpose of it is there's a team there and anyone can deliver it.
That's it. It's definitely give a platform for a lot of our successful drum majors. And I know recently you ran a bit of a recruitment drive, and very quickly that seemed to get filled up. That took no time.
Within 24 hours, I put up, and that's the whole purpose of it. If my elite team, which is obviously the children that I had taught, they're not children anymore, they're adults, but they're the elite team, because as a synchronized team, we are so well practiced and rehearsed that if I need any additional, say, long term, with international gigs, but now I can't take six, I'll need a bigger, a bigger recruit. So for me, I have drum majors, I have pipers, I have drummers, I have bass drummers, I have tenor drummers, I have flute, I have whistle, I have guitar, oh, you name it, Highland dancers, Irish dancers. I was doing work there for the first anniversary, and every single day there would have been a new update, and you'll probably see those if you follow the force. And if, I don't know if it's up yet, I'll need to check, but it's about how many people are on our database. And I'm so proud of that, because people will ring me and say, Paula, I need a piper for a funeral, or Paula, I need a piper for a wedding, or Paula, do you know any dancers? We're having some function. So I feel sometimes like a bit of a hub that people will contact. And so now I have this force that I say, well, actually go and follow the force. I'm always putting up stuff. There's maybe, young adults that are now in the solo scene that want a wee bit of exposure, then they're the ones that I see creeping in and saying, actually, Paula, if you've got an international gig, can you keep me in mind? And that's what those adverts are for those young talents to come forward and say, actually, yeah, I want to be part of that.
There you are. So for those watching the video right now, we're actually looking at the Force website. So this is theforce.events. This website is incredible. Not only does it give a bit of a history of the Force to how it all started, but I've been really like delving in through your gallery, all your services that you provide. Serious amount of information here. So is this a body of work that is constantly evolving?
There is two more pieces to add to that, one of which is tuition, and hopefully I'll be able to share that soon on the social media platforms. But tuition will be going in there, and another one that's still in work in progress, so I won't divulge that yet. But it is very much an evolving process, and something that, as I said, ran very quickly with legs. We got it up and running, we launched, and now it's time to sit back and actually make something of it. We're doing our local charity events that we're helping raise lots of money for, and we have planned international gigs for the next I think 5 years. So also that's exciting. And for me, all of that, force will be constantly being updated, and I'm sharing where we're going next and what we're doing next, and add more pictures to that, because at the minute, I didn't use anything retrospective of the first. I put in, all the tattoos we'd all been to as the Paula Braden class of drum majors, but now we were kind of focusing on all the things we're doing now forward as the display team. People will have seen also from the launch that we had a photo shoot, and within that photo shoot, we had members that people wouldn't have maybe seen before, or people or businesses that we had worked with. And again, that's something that we're really proud of, and we can showcase
Yeah,
on our website.
that's really fantastic, and we've been huge fans from the outset. And I think,
Yeah.
given drum majors this platform is an incredible opportunity for those involved. So we would encourage anyone that is curious in any way, definitely get in contact with you. And well, especially with international travel plans in the future, it looks like the future's bright for the Force right now.
The
Yeah,
future's bright, so
indeed. So you mentioned the Tully Lagan concert that's coming up. You guys are at that, but have you any other shows coming up now for 2024?
We do. We have quite a few in the summer, but again, that might be based on the availability of the team. So at the minute, I have some of the elite team that are junior and some elite team that are going traveling. So it's about making sure I have a team that's available and out. So we're working through our diaries at the minute. Diary is here and
There
prized
you go.
possession, and of course the idea book of what all needs to be done and how we make it different and how we take it to the next level every time. And some people might look at the displays and think, oh my goodness, that's not what a drum major does. But nowadays, what does a drum major do?
You go.
It's more than just that competition, marching up and down, static performance. Drum majoring has evolved, and these young new artists, not just within the display team, but on that competition field, are so much worth so much more than just that 2.5 lengths that they should be going out and exploring all those different venues and events that are out there. So.
Absolutely. So I don't know, I'm going to pick your brain a little bit now before I let you go, but tell me what kind of work goes into putting in a display, putting one together. You know what I mean? It seems to be there's a serious amount of moving parts and getting it all to look and all of that correctly on the day. It seems nearly impossible.
Well, I've actually arranged ready for tomorrow to go out, and that's all the preparation work for well, just all the events we've done up to date, and inclusive of the Kids for Cancer that we did most recently. And the reel shows you from the, when I get the request in through the email, or maybe it's a phone call, and I initially get all that detail that I need. I look through what their requirements are, what their theme is. I'll talk to the lead team and say, well, does anybody have any ideas? Send them through now because this is my kind of project planning time. So I really treat it as a project. I look through maybe their past shows, so I'm not replicating anything, that I'm not using any of music that's used before. I look at what's kind of modern now, right now, in the music industry. And sometimes a lot of you see the likes of Dougie the Piper, Dougie McCants from the Chillies. He's very innovative and using a lot of stuff. And is that really what people are looking for now, within the drum major side of things? So as what's relevant, and I know for years ago at St Gallen we used We Will Rock You. And the audience loved it, and it was so different. And I think I even dabbed. And when I look back at it now, I kind of cringe. But at the same time, at that time, in that present moment, that's what was the modern thing to be doing. Like my neighbor, like, please dab, please dab. But when I look back at it now, you can say, well, actually, that's what was in then. And 2 years' time, I could look back at now and say, oh, maybe you could have done that differently. But that's what is the end. So the project plan from there, and I pick my music. I have a log within this ideas book of anything I hear and see. I listen to a lot of music, mostly through the week and traveling the car to and from work. And I make a long list. So then I sit and listen to that and think, well, actually, yeah, that'll suit. Put on the headphones, and then I kind of my brain just goes into drum major mode. And I think that's just with my experience. So every single routine that we do is choreographed by myself. Now I do have the input. If one of the girls saying, "Oh, Paula, no, I don't want to do that. I can't handspin for that length of time," or actually, no, that's a wee bit risky. We will tweak it, or they'll say, "Actually, Paula, no, that doesn't look great. It looks too simple. Let's try this." And so everyone's input's gathered at that rehearsal stage. Rehearsals. Sometimes we get lots of rehearsals. Sometimes by the time we get it in the diary and do the planning, we don't get that. So we have to work hard as individuals. So I'll send out the video on WhatsApp, and then they will replicate that. And then when we come together, then we hope for the best. But again, as I said, with the elite team, I know what they're capable of, and that expectation isn't as a reality. So whilst I expect it, they're able to deliver. And that's why we're called the display team of champion drum majors. We bring in host drum majors sometimes. And I've been absolutely so overwhelmed with Their ability just to fit in with a niche group. Like, I have one of the drum majors that just comes, and she is like, I'm talking flourish perfect just from a video. And to say I'm impressed with that is an understatement. So, and I love that. I love how that group can just evolve within the middle of sending out a WhatsApp video. And that just shows you the caliber of what I like to work with. So from then we go to rehearsals, and then we sort out uniform what we're going to wear at the event. We like to wear our Force t-shirts. We've got nice long printed ones that is one of our businesses that we've been working with for the lunch. And we have like to wear those, but if it's a formal event, we will wear our full uniform. But again, we decide that the week up to the event.
Yeah,
and then we showcase.
And then you hit the stage.
We hit the stage.
That's it. So I think you've said it now, and it absolutely rings true. You are a collection of world champions, yeah. And it really shows in your displays. You know, the quality that's on offer here. I have to say, there's been a few times I've watched you, and there's some tricks and things that you guys are pulling off, and I'm just like, you should really wear a crash helmet for that in case it goes wrong. Does that ever happen in rehearsals? Does the thing ever go wrong?
Rehearsals, that's where I want it to happen. You know,
yeah.
You know, the time that there's dramas, they'll be like, oh, I'm not getting this. And even myself, you know, I'd be so busy choreographing it, and I'd be so busy with it in my head and what's happening next. And will maybe do this, and will maybe do that, and maybe could I tweak that? So my hands are still doing what my memory tells it to do, but I'm also thinking. So by the time sometimes whenever I'm actually getting in to do it, I'm actually, huh, I can relax now. We're actually doing it. So for me, that rehearsal time sometimes is the hardest part for me, because I'm still thinking and I'm still trying to make it better and tweak it. And only I have the good team around me that follow that mad logic sometimes and say, actually, no. So when we go into the final show, that we're all very confident in what the routine is, and we can just enjoy it. And 9 times out of 10, that's usually our best performance. And that's what I love about it, because all that rehearsing and tweaking really concretes, you know, why we go out and deliver our best every time.
Yeah, and from a lot of pipe banders listening right now, that will ring true. You know,
all
the sweat happens in the band hall, and then you hope it happens on the grass. Yeah. So again, Paula, congratulations on the 1 year anniversary of the Force. And by the sounds of things, it's going to continue growing from strength to strength. So again, for folks watching the video, we are looking at the website right now, but we would encourage those listening to the pod as well. Go to theforce.events and go and check it out for more information. There you go. So we have Tully Lagan just around the corner. That concert coming up in Cookstown. So what's happening after that then? Just into the competition season, I guess.
Into the competition season, and I like to give the space to the competing drum majors to practice on what they, you know, at the end of the day, that's their passion and hobby and wanting to deliver their best. Now we have a few things in the calendar, but again, that's probably mid-July, August. And sometimes that kind of, usually around July time, we have 2 weeks off, so we can concentrate on stuff there. There's stuff in September. Again, until I post it formally, I'll keep these all in suspense.
Mum's a word.
But I suppose for me, I had the fortunate position that whenever we were turning one, that I had lots of people that helped and get me there. And at least like my family's one and foremost, they have been incredible. But they've always been that support mechanism. So if I throw a mad idea at them, they're like, you can do that. You know, so just go with it and don't second guess yourself. But I'd also help from businesses that actually came and said, I need this tomorrow, and they delivered. Or is there anything you can do to help? And they just said, tell us what you want and we'll deliver. Yeah. And part
went
of
ahead and give them a shout there, Cher. who are we chatting about?
Yeah, well, the first anniversary was dedicated to them. So it was given back to 4 businesses. So the 4 businesses were Gillian Murphy Photography. And I'll give the rundown of the businesses and then how they actually fundamentally helped. So yeah. Gillian Murphy Photography, she's based in Armagh. And while she's a good friend of mine, she's a phenomenal photographer and has real passion on gaining, so you can tell a story from a picture. Then there was Gary Smith and Alexa Smith from A1 Embroidery, and they were fundamental at the very start in having those t-shirts ready. I think I spoke to him on the Friday night or maybe the Thursday night rehearsal and said, Gary, I need t-shirts for Saturday. Don't know the sizes yet, but I'll fire you a text message. And I literally went to Dunn's because he wouldn't have time to buy anything. And I bought the first part of the merchandise in Dunn's. And sorry, that's not a pitch to Dunn's. You could buy them anywhere. And he had them with me on Saturday so I could divvy those out for my lunch. So and then from that, the store came available. And again, he was instrumental, and Alexis, in trying to navigate that. And him and Craig, I think, were back and forward trying to make sure that store was fully functioning. And again, without their help, it wouldn't have got to where it was. We had then Harris Kilts, Kim and Graham Harris. And Kim is just an advocate for anything pipe bands, Ulster Scots. So Kim said, like, what do you need? This is a great idea. I know you can do it. What can we do to give, what can we do to help? And it was this, like, can we, you know, kit yous out in all the same uniform? So you will have seen on the first anniversary, we published a lot of stuff around the photo shoot, and they provided the kilts and uniforms. So international work, we will be kitted out together in the same uniform from Harris Kilts. And there's a few wee tweaks within that that we're working towards. So hopefully on the next international gig, you'll be able to, we'll be able to expose that.
Oh, and there you go. That. I love this. Yep.
And then last but not least is another Gary Smith, who is, he does drawings and all of that. And he started up a new business, and he came across the force and said, look, you're new, I'm new, can we work together and collaborate? And so he came along and done loads of drone footage. And I know you shared some of that drone footage on the actual day. So that stuff's incredible. And that for the month of April will be started to be shared more and as we go along. But again, those four businesses were kind of a give back. What do you do in your first anniversary? Well, we baked a cake and we celebrated. We got lovely t-shirts from A1 Embroidery. And we utilized that opportunity to say thank you. And part of the year that we'd done, we'd done lots of charity stuff. We'd done some corporate stuff. And part of that was about raising money for our lovely Northern Ireland and the communities and the charities within that. And I feel personally like humbled that we can use our talent to give back. And that one year was to really focus on everything else rather than just us. So that was my mentor for the focus for our one year. We hadn't any international gigs in that year. However, that was me always a work in progress. We had to start off at the, you know, and raise the awareness of the force whilst my name was still attached to it. But at the same time, you know, we have from that lots of international gigs booked, planned forward. So that's lovely.
There you go. So shout out to all those businesses who we've also worked with here in the Rab Show too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not they all to help out greatly at a local level. And it's great to see all helping out with the force.
Yeah.
There you go. So Paula, thank you so much for joining us on the pod this week. I think the force is absolutely, pardon the pun, a force to be reckoned with. I think this is something we're going to be enjoying now for years to come. So keep up the great work.
That was one of the Scottish Banner. They used that like a picture, like of all the pictures I sent them of the team, this picture of me, you know, center page, the force, a force to be reckoned with.
I love that.
When I made up the name, I never even thought of, you know, of that. But anyway, it's there now.
So I have to ask then, I know, possibly I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Is there any Star Wars references in there with the
Absolutely
force?
None. And when Craig, at all. Said to me, when Craig said to me, Paula, you know, the force, he says, you know, people might think it's like a police force or a fire brigade force or even Star Trek. And I was like, no, but it just sits with me. So I woke up in the middle of the night one night and said, yeah, the force. It has to be the force. And he was like, okay, cheers. You work. Try it works. You know, it works.
Oh, it does.
It's got a ring to it. So
absolutely. Well, a very happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
And to everyone there. And no doubt we'll catch you on the grass at some point this season. Yeah.
Yes,
looking forward to seeing you all. Yeah.
Definitely. And you, Rab, and as you say, you're a great follower of us. We're a great follower of you. You've been part of our story for a long time, long before the force. So I appreciate all the likes and shares that you do too.
Not a bother. Well, that'll do for this week's pod. Okay. But Paula, thank you for joining us. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. My conversation with Paula Braden and The Force. Yeah, for more information, of course, go and check out the website, theforce.events. Yeah, the display team of champion drum majors. That, honestly, fantastic venture. And one of which that I'm sure will continue to develop over the next few years. Yeah, this is going to turn out to be something huge. Mark my words. Yeah, some very exciting times ahead. There you go. So happy birthday to The Force. Yeah, here's to many more to come. Absolutely. Right, well, that's pretty much it for this week's topic of the week. Thank you, everyone, for downloading this week. That's the end of another pod. And as always, don't forget to send us in your listener mail, bigrabshow@gmail.com, bigrabshow@gmail.com. There you go. That's the address. I think everyone has it pretty much memorized by now. Yeah, and don't forget you can check us out on Patreon as well, where they will have already had early access to this interview and a load of others, actually, in recent weeks. And yeah, there's a bit of an experiment happening over there on Patreon you might want to check out. It's quite interesting. We might have mentioned that earlier in the show. I'm not going to mention it again. Anyway, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you, everybody. And we will catch up again next week, where we have another huge topic of the week to get into, as we do every week here in the pod. Thank you, everyone. We will see you all in the next one. All the best. Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week, and a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reeds. Played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reeds.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.